Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
All right, so listen, you guys might want to sound off on this last one that came in. It's from Amanda. I wrote back and I said, hey, where are you living? And she's out in Highlands Ranch. So it's Amanda in Highlands Ranch, and it has to do with yelling with children. So if you have thoughts on this, if you're a parent, if you've had to yell at children, if you've had people yell at your children, and you think it's inappropriate or appropriate, we want to hear from you. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 is the number here to the studio. Amanda says, hey, JKJ, I'm upset, honestly shaken about something that happened over the weekend. I'd love to know what you guys think. We were at our neighborhood pool on Saturday, so this must have been last Saturday. Yes, yes it was. My 7-year-old son was playing near the shallow end doing small cannonballs like he always does. One of his splashes hit a woman who was sitting nearby. She immediately stood up, walked over to him, started yelling.
Oh.
She says, not talking, yelling. She told him to, quote, watch what you're doing in a very aggressive tone. She was loud and angry and right in his face. Amanda says, I was right there. She didn't even look at me. She just looked at it upon herself to discipline my child like I wasn't even present. My son was scared. He was embarrassed. I ended up sticking around for a few more minutes and then grabbing our stuff, and we left the pool right after. I didn't want to cause a scene, but I was furious, and I haven't stopped thinking about it. Whether she thought she was in the right or not, I feel like she crossed a major line. You don't yell at somebody else's child, especially when their parent is standing right there. So I want to know if it's ever okay to discipline somebody else's child. Or is it straight up a parenting overreach? And she says, thanks. Love the show. That's Amanda from Highlands Ranch.
Oh, Amanda.
Oh, Amanda.
That's tough.
With the pool Karen coming at her kid.
Yeah. Oh, no. She's way, way, way better of a person than I am. I would have gotten that lady's kitchen.
Would you? Even if your kid was in the wrong?
Well, but what's the kid in the wrong? She's at a pool. What does she expect? She's probably going to get wet.
So that's kind of what I was thinking, too.
You know?
It's like, we don't know how rowdy this kid was.
Yeah.
I mean, Amanda might be coming to her child's defense right here, but this kid could have been a jack wagon for the entire time that they were at the pool, and maybe this just was kind of like the final straw.
Cherry on top.
With Karen at the pool, and she got in this kid's kitchen and said, you need to watch out. You need to knock it off.
Yeah, that's not the way Amanda described it, though. She said he was in the shallow end doing his little cannonballs like he always does, and that is what, that's what I'm saying, is if it was so much of a small situation that she just got wet at a pool because a kid was playing
in
the water.
But then again, if you're on a bench and you got your towel, maybe you got a book and you're nice and dry and you're just there to watch your kid and other kids play, I wouldn't want to be splashed either. But, I mean, that kind of aside, too, I mean, should you be able to yell at other people's children?
Well, and that's the thing. If the mom is present as a parent, I direct my frustration towards the mom, because that little kid,
you give her a look like,
the kid is too small to be able to absorb my adult thoughts. That's the way I'm not going to yell at somebody.
Takes a village
kid.
Sometimes, Katie.
Yeah,
sometimes it takes a village. That mom, Amanda from Highlands Ranch, could have been yelling at her kid all day saying, knock it off, don't splash, don't be a jerk. And the kid doesn't listen because it's mom. In one ear, out the other.
It means more coming from somebody else.
Takes a village.
It does.
If a stranger yells at this kid, maybe it's going to get through to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like if the mom has a problem with the kid and the person does and the mom's right there, you address the mom.
How do you know his mom, though? I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of other moms at the pool and you just got splashed. I would go straight to the source.
Straight to the little splashing SOB.
Getting splashed at a pool is no reason to yell at a kid.
So just in general, I would say, is it appropriate to yell at anybody else's children? I guess you could say that there's various situations and things like that involved. I'm not sure where I fall on this yet. I mean, I see phone lines are ringing. If anyone wants to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, we will gladly take your calls. I will say that we do have a pact with a couple friends of ours, a couple different parent groups, and the pact is that we have given permission to each other to yell at our children. So if they're over at their house and they're doing something wrong, or obviously, you know, being a jack wagon, we give the parents permission. Josh, can you grab that phone? We give the parents permission to yell at our kids. And then likewise, if their kids are doing nonsense at our house, they have given us permission to yell at the kids. Well, so maybe that's something that needs to be discussed amongst parents and in friend groups.
Yeah, and again, the term yell. I think that's where, again, a lot of people are like,
quit splashing!
Yeah, like...
Here, let's hop on the lines. Phone lines are ringing like crazy. Hi, Patty.
Good morning.
Hi, Patty Cake. Okay, so what do you think about yelling at other kids, other people's kids?
Maybe it's because I'm old, but all of my friends' moms always reprimanded me when I was doing something wrong, and my mom reprimanded them. Like, there's a way to behave, and there is a way to not behave. And if the parent's not taking care of it, then
well, let me ask you
why you can't.
Like, was that quite a few years ago? Are we talking like in the 80s?
Yes.
Same. Okay, so same, yeah, and I'm same. Not knocking you. It was yeah. truly a different time where parents could yell at kids and get away with it.
Yeah.
Now my only concern is that a parent's going to come at the person yelling and say, you know, child abuse and call the police and, you know, you can't do that. It's a different time.
And I totally agree, and I think it's sad because, I mean, the parent clearly isn't doing their job. So right. why should everyone have to deal with that?
Like, and honestly, there was probably other parents at the pool who were kind of silently like, hells yeah, it's about time somebody mm-hmm. spoke up about this splashing maniac.
Absolutely. But she's the one that mom that actually spoke up is the one that everyone's looking nasty at now.
So in general, this situation aside, would you take it upon yourself to yell at a child?
Yes.
I like you, Patty.
I like you. Yeah, I'm with you.
Patty, thank you for the call. We appreciate you.
Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Patty Cake. Bye. A couple more calls. We got Joel. Hi, Joel.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, buddy. So what are your thoughts on yelling at other people's children?
Hey, if someone's in danger, kids, adults, whoever, they're totally fine to yell.
Yeah.
Whenever you do yell, you're kind of admitting that you have no control over the situation. So try to use calm talk, if you can. But I personally, though, if someone's yelling at my kid, yo, it's going to get physical. I'm going to take that as you're threatening my kid. My kid might be in danger. I don't know, but I'm at least shoving you. You know what I mean?
Like, but what if the yell was truly deserved? Like your kids were doing that something that could hurt somebody or hurt themselves, and they were yelled at.
Oh yeah, like throwing. You know the okay. What I did. I do just remember last year. I did. You have to yell at some kids, but they were throwing rocks in the parking lot at my apartment.
You should yell at.
Yeah. Like, I did. I said, hey, put down the rocks.
Just like that.
Just like that. A little yell, a little louder. Yeah. But I wasn't aggressive. I wasn't trying to scare them. I just, firmly.
Recreate it like you actually did it for me, Joel.
Yeah.
Do it.
Hey, put down the rocks.
Whoa. Who's this guy yelling
We're
at
listening.
Us? Everybody throw the rocks at him.
Oh, no.
They did, though. They did put down. I went over there and I said, thank you. I said, you're going to hit a car. I said, you guys are going to get in trouble. I said, please don't do that. And they said, sorry. It was all cool.
See, again, I'm with you on that one. You know what I would have done, Joel? I would have done that thing where I do the like the peace sign and then I point at my eyes and then point back at them.
Yeah, I'm watching you.
You know what? I did take a knife from a little 8-year-old girl one time.
Oh my
she was
gosh.
Running around with a knife in the same apartment. I don't live in those apartments no more. But anyways, I said, give me the knife. And she gave me the knife. And I said, where do you live? And I went over there, knocked on the door, gave the knife to the mom. The mom was just dumb parent. One of those dumb parents that you're like, oh, these kids are.
Watch your language. Easy. Easy.
You want to pray for the kids.
Pray for the kids. Look at Joel saving lives in his apartment complex. You're
totally
a good man, Joel.
Those.
You're a good man.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate you guys.
Hey,
thanks for reminding me of those things.
You bet, buddy. Have a good
That's
day.
That's what we're here for, Joel.
Knives and rocks. That's what we're all about
funny.
With these kids. And yes, those two situations, I'd be yelling at the kids all day long,
but
right?
But he makes such a good point. When you yell at somebody, you're admitting you have no control over the situation. And as an adult, you want to keep that control. So I like that he said that.
It's pretty solid.
Yes.
All right. Is it Nicole? Nicole?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. Good morning. Okay, so we're talking about yelling at other people's kids. Where do you stand on this?
So I totally will. The yelling, I don't know if I yell sometimes, but mostly it's that stern mom voice.
Yeah.
I had a situation where we were at one of those kid play zone things, you know, and this kid like threw my daughter down like off of one of those climbing things, couldn't find the parents anywhere. So I got involved and I was like, we don't do that. Like, you're not going to do that. And I'm going to be watching you. Like, you know, like those are the situations where you, I feel like you have to get involved. Otherwise, you know, it's an unsafe situation for other kids too.
I'm with you. If some other kid is causing harm to my kids, I'm going to,
probably get
in their kitchen a little bit. All right.
Yeah.
So Nicole,
let's just pretend
I threw your child down.
Oh, no.
Boy, this is a fun scenario.
I know, right?
This is a great...
Whoa.
This is, somebody just tuned in right now, and that's all they heard. Nicole, let's pretend I just threw your child down. Now, give me that stern Nicole mom voice.
Jeremy, like, not okay. Not okay. Like, you need to leave. Where's your parents? Where's your parents at, Jeremy?
Shut up, Jeremy.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Shut up, Jeremy.
All right. There was a little bit of fear, I felt, but not much. But... That's fantastic. Oh, Nicole, well, thank you for sounding off and having some fun with us this morning. You have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. Bye.
All right, bye. Jeremy. The kids I feel like you have to yell at have the parents that are the no thank you parents, where anytime the kid does something wrong, it's their no thank you.
Yeah.
No thank you. No thank you.
Is that the choice we want to make today?
Oh, you're throwing rocks. No thank you. And you want to get in that parent's face and be like, no thank you. Shove them. Shove them down. No thank you. This. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Hi, Danny. All right. So,
how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Do you enjoy yelling at other people's children?
Okay, so I'm an educator. So this is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I come with a different, I think, lens. I think, first of all, a lot of kids are very sensitive. And when you, like, raise their voice, they, like, kind of shut down. And sometimes you do, like, because they don't want to be reprimanded. But you have to be reprimanded so that you change your behavior. And so without that like, when you say it in, like, sometimes, like, a kind voice, it doesn't get across. I have to lay into my own child all the time. And so I think that's, like, the biggest thing is, like, then the kid's feelings are hurt. And I am a huge proponent of sometimes your feelings need to be hurt.
Thank you.
So that you change your behavior.
Thank you.
It's not acceptable. And so I feel honestly the same way about a lot of adults. They can't take the criticism. Mm-hmm. And then they're all bum hurt because somebody had to reprimand them.
Thank you.
When they were little, nobody reprimanded them.
Yeah.
You have to learn to take instruction. You have to learn to take feedback.
Yep.
And it hurts.
Criticism.
And that hurt is what will help you to grow. And a lot of the kids these days cry and they whine and the parents are like, well, you can't. And I'm like, yes, I am building up your child to grow, to be able to make it in this world. We cannot just be all soft all the time. Sometimes there's a time for softness and sometimes there isn't. Now, please let me caveat the pool. I love a good pool. If you are at the pool, please relax. Don't bring your laptop. Don't bring your favorite book. Don't bring any of those things. It is a place where children are playing. Please expect to get wet.
Yes.
If you do not expect to get wet, do not go to the pool. If you don't want to get wet, please sit on the side or outside where they're not going to splash. Because please believe me, I am throwing the ball with my kids and we are jumping in together. It is a pool. We are getting wet.
Splash, splash.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is how I feel about those things.
This
I'm very
entire call, I've been wanting to play this in the background.
I know.
Yeah.
The entire call.
Yes.
This is Danny's theme.
That's just how it has
this
to
is
be.
Your theme for this call. Leave your damn laptop at home.
Yeah.
Danny, where do you teach? I want you to be my kid's teacher.
Yeah, everybody's teacher.
I teach at a private school. I teach at a private school called Havern.
I knew I should have put my kids in private school.
I know, it's why you put them in private school.
We have had this conversation so many times at home because people like Danny. You're doing it right.
I care too much to set kids up for failure.
Thank you.
I love you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Katie, give her $200.
I know. We need more people like you teaching our kids, Danny.
Danny, you can call whenever the heck you want. I love you.
I've called. This is my third time.
Well, make it a fourth. Make it a fourth at some point. I love you to pieces.
Thank you.
We're going to get to a couple more calls. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes.
That was insane.
I mean, like... That's the call.
It was so good.
That's just it. That's just perfect. Hi, Mark.
Hi there. How's it going?
Super dupes. All right, buddy. All right. I'm going to let you give the final word on this.
All right. So this is me and my son at a fast food establishment, you know, just kicking back, eating a burger, minding my own business. And then from afar, I see two 7-year-olds kind of messing around with the soda machine. And they're pushing, and the ice is all coming out, and it's coming on the floor. I'm like looking around, where's mom? Mom looks, she's paying the bill. She looks over. I'm like, okay, mom's going to say something, right? Mom says nothing. Next thing you know, one of the kids got his head under the fountain pushing, and the other one's pushing the and running the stuff's running all over his face, oh, coming down onto the floor.
What?
Mom's like, mom just kind of looks over again.
No,
like,
thank
hey.
You. No, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, hey, you may want to move your boy from the away from the dispenser. And she gives me like the evil eye that she'd ever seen.
Oh, Mark.
Oh, no, she didn't.
And, you know, so then I didn't get up. I didn't go over to him. And I just, and then she looked at me as she walked out. And, you know, yeah, that was my.
But you had to speak up at least.
Experience.
At least you said
yeah.
something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't we and have I, the I, visual of these kids under the soda machine just getting soaked with Sprite?
Yes.
It was surreal. I'm like, am I really seeing this?
All I can think of is Ed, and Eddie. Like, yes, that's what I think of right now.
Ew.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I couldn't even use sarcasm. I'm like, hey, is that something you think could be a good idea to do? And,
right?
You
know, just,
so. Anyhow, that's my true life experience. So anyway.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Another back-to-back great calls. Mark, have a great
oh
day,
my
buddy.
Gosh.
You too. Thanks, guys.
See you, dude.
Bye.
See you.
Good Lord, man.
Wow.
Keep your kids on a leash
and
if they're doing
that.
That.
I actually want to do that as an adult, actually.
Just put your head under a soda machine.
Dr. Pepper.
I mean,
get it in your mouth at least.
Exactly.
Not all over your face.
No, I want it all over.
All of us want to do that, but.
No,
you
didn't have knickknack over there. No, thank you.
Exactly.
Oh, boys will be boys.
Jeremy, are we making a good choice
this is
today?
Not a good decision. No, thank you, Jer Bear. Awesome.
I'm going to count to three. One,
oh my gosh,
two.
The counting.